Amen. I'm glad that you came to adore the Lord in His house this morning. And we're going to give Him all the glory this morning. Amen. Miss Juanita is coming to sing a song now. Some of you may have heard through these Christmas times of worship that we've had here at Benson Grove. But most of you may not have heard this particular song. But we celebrate Christmas. And it's about Christ. Amen. It always is about Christ. I love getting the gifts. I love giving the gifts. Hey, it's about Christmas. Why don't you listen to the words of this song tonight? Our pastor led us in a great time of teaching the other couple Sundays ago about what if Christmas had not come? And what if there were no Christmas? But thank God there is. And listen to the words of this song as Miss Juanita sings.
Christmas time.
this next song you hear today is, and that one too, is not ones you typically hear at Christmas. But I like this particular next song because it talks about those that were affected by the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. And it talks about Mary. It talks about Joseph. It talks about the shepherd. And their lives were changed by a baby boy. But it also talks about how I was changed by that little baby boy. So listen to the words of this song. You'll like the beat of it as well. Just listen.
Looking for a place to sleep when
time was changed by a baby boy.
Mary had secrets that her heart must keep when
her life was changed by a baby boy.
They were glad,
so glad,
so glad,
so glad.
They were glad,
they so, were glad,
glad.
So glad.
Their lives were changed by a baby boy. Hosts of bright angels told the shepherd man.
Changed by a baby boy. Anybody else in the room been affected by that same baby? Amen. Miss Angie's going to come and sing. I was riding down the road in my travels one day, and this song came on the radio and by one of those big traveling groups and so forth, and I had heard this young lady sing that song before, and I knew that she had it in her repertoire. So I called her up, and I said, can you sing that song? She said, well, I believe I got it. It's been a couple years since I sang it. But I tell you what, this song talks about how hope has hands. And grace has a face and freedom has feet. And it describes who our Savior is to us. I want you to listen to these words today as Miss Angie sings, Hope Has Hands.
Hope has hands.
I want you to listen now to the Christmas story as it's read here to a track. Miss Wendy had asked, could she do it? And I told her yes, and I forgot all about it. And I'll get her to do something else and get that back. But don't you listen to the gospel story as it's read to us today and just reflect. We sang Friday night over in Smithfield. The choir did at the Carolina, what used to be the Carolina House, and we sang over there. And right after that song, we played this background track to the gospel message and so forth. And just imagine the emotions that were running through folks at that time. The shepherds, the wise men, Mary and Joseph, and all those that knew about the coming of our Savior through whatever different means, through dreams, through the appearance of the angel, through the star, through the angels and whatnot. Just think about how you would have reacted in that particular moment. Would you have turned and ran? Or would we have been like Mary, be it unto me, Lord, as you wish? How many times has he appeared to us, speaking to our hearts and asked us to do something, and we were unsure who it was or what it was that we were hearing from, and we failed to follow through? But these folks, they responded. And they followed through on what God had purposed. Just listen. And she comes and she gives us the gospel story tonight. Today, excuse me.
Luke chapter 2, 1-20. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Now this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into their own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, there were in that same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. But the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Now when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Well, let us now go even into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
A woman and an angel, a promise and a song, a word too grand for any mind to hold. A tax long and a journey, a stable and some strong. Tell the greatest story ever told. Oh, sing glory in the highest. He is come, our great Messiah. And bow before this awesome mystery. Mighty God. Still the grave.
Settled for lies, I had been blinded, and I couldn't see. Till the star in Bethlehem sky, it opened my eyes.
listen now as Brother Ricky comes to sing a song I had not heard. I obviously had heard through the worldly avenues, but this song is entitled Hallelujah. And if I remember correctly reading the history of that particular song, it's written by a very troubled individual who contemplated suicide and ran his life in the world. And I want to say that it had about 76 verses to the song. And so we're going to try to sing all 70. Not today, but Ricky has five verses or so that I want you to listen to today that talk about hallelujah, giving him his highest praise through this Christmas time.
I heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. With every breath, I'm singing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A couple came to Bethlehem, expecting child. They searched the inn to find a place, for you were coming soon. There was no place for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angels said, you'll find him in a manger bed, Emmanuel and Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A star shone bright up in the east to Bethlehem. The wise men three came many miles and journeyed long for you. And to the place at which you were, their frankincense and gold and myrrh, they gave to you and cried out, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I know you came to rescue me. This baby boy would grow to be a man and one day die for me and you. My sins would drive the nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you drew sang hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Silent night with us.
Silent night.
given. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. No wonder Paul writes and says this, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a gift, an unspeakable gift, an unimaginable gift, an wonderful gift that we could never, ever thank him enough for. All of our sins, born in his own body on the tree, he suffered and bled and died for us that we might have life. And he offers that free gift of everlasting life through the person of his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him. What a gift. It's offered freely. Sadly, as in the book of John, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But oh, unto those who received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. In the crucifixion of our Lord, the trial before Pilate, Pilate gave a choice. You can choose Barabbas, choose Christ. Give us Barabbas. And he raises a question. What shall I do with Jesus? Now the question this Christmas season is this. What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with the greatest gift ever given? You can turn from that gift. You can walk away, not accept it, reject it, postpone the reception of it. Or you could take that gift. He said, if you'll take me, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you can trust that gift. You can take it and you can trust it. Because if you believe on him, he said, my blood will wash away all of your sin. You can trust him. You say, Brother Bill, I can't do it. Exactly. I can't do it. Nobody else can do it. But you can trust him. He made a promise to give you everlasting life. And my dear friend, I can assure you of this. If you take him and if you trust him, you will treasure him for all eternity. The greatest gift any of us in this building or in that media audience has ever received is the gift of God's dear Son and our own personal salvation. I want you to bow your heads for just a moment. We're going to have one other song in just a moment. But right now in the building, in the radio audience, the internet audience, what will you do with Jesus? Suppose this is your very last opportunity to accept or to reject Christ. Will you turn from him or will you take him as your personal Savior? Will you trust him and what he's done on the cross? And if you do, you will treasure him for all eternity. I want to ask you this morning to make that decision right now, to receive him as your Savior and Lord. The Holy Spirit of God ministered our hearts so wonderfully this morning through the musical program. And the great truths of the gospel were presented clearly, that he came, a babe born in Bethlehem, but a Savior of the whole world. And you can have joy, you can have peace by turning from your sin and receiving that Savior. If this morning you'd like to receive Christ, the Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, God hath raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And so right now in faith, would you turn with all of your heart, turn from your sin, turn to the Savior, and will you receive him? I believe a receiving heart is an asking heart. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. And right now, if you'd like to trust Christ in the media audits and in this building, will you ask him? Will you pray this simple prayer? Dear Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, but you came, you bore all of my sin. You paid for my sin debt. You died on the cross, were buried, and rose again. This morning, I receive you. I take you as my personal Savior. Please come in my heart and forgive all of my sin. Save me right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me and for dying for me and for saving me right now. My dear friend, if you prayed that prayer in the media audience,
anywhere, please call us here at the church or contact us via email and let us know that you got saved. And we'll be glad to send you some material here in the building while no one's looking, every head's bowed. If you're here and you say, Brother Billy, for the very first time this morning, I've trusted Christ as my Savior, would you raise your hand? Boys and girls, men and women in the building this morning, for the very first time, I trusted Christ as my Savior. My dear friend, if you are here this morning and you know you're saved and you do before God this morning treasure that gift as the greatest gift you've ever received, would you just raise your hand and thank the Lord for it? Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. And I pray now, God, the Holy Spirit will seal to the heart of every believer that wonderful truth that on earth peace, goodwill toward men. In the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace with God, and we also have the peace of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us and for dying for us. And bless our Father, all of our friends here in the building and in the grass and the great media audience. And we'll thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Mary, did you know your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? And did you know that your baby boy, he's heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.